Hi, Dermot McConkey here from Dermot McConkey Development and Training Limited. We're here today to talk about the credit union and what it does for its local community. On the podcast with me today, I have Sandra Murta from Greenhills Credit Union, David McCauley from Donore Credit Union, and Aisling Daly from Ballygall Credit Union. David, maybe I could start with you. Credit unions in the community, some people will know a lot about what they do and other people wouldn't. So if I asked you that as a quiz question, what do credit unions do, how would you answer it?
Well, the North Credit Union is the oldest credit union in the country. It's there over 60 years, and it's a very community-centric credit union. And without that input, feedback, and strong relationship with the community, we wouldn't have survived and thrived for 60 years. So our credit union and local credit unions are all about community service. It's about local people, as providing an ongoing service to those members in the area. And that's over generations. It's not just, you know, a passing fad. We sustain relationships, we build on those relationships, and those relationships are deep and varied. And many people have seen the need to borrow from the credit union for the small things, for the medium-sized things, for the holidays, for the cars, and even for the larger home extensions. So through 60 years of operation with the North Credit Union, we've been first and foremost there for our members, always there with a friendly, smiley face, so much so that our members know the staff on a personal basis and the staff know them on a personal basis. So it's an engagement, it's a two-way relationship. And as we're a not-for-profit organisation, our surpluses and the extra money that we generate in our community is directly fed back into the community, and our community really appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, it's the one thing I have always noticed, that people who are in the credit union have been there for years. Or sometimes when I go into some financial institutions, I had a girl recently, and as a trainer, I do relationship management courses. And I said, how often do you keep in touch with your customers? And she's met an awful lot of her customers as such. You have members, I know. And she's only ever met them once. Mm. How can you have a relationship with somebody you don't meet on a regular basis?
We had an instance of actually a member. I wouldn't be an old member, it'd be, you know, a person in their early 20s. And she came in with her boyfriend, and she walked the counter, and our member staff said, hello, Mary. And they had a conversation, and they engaged, and he was the boyfriend. And at the end of the conversation, he approached the teller window and he asked the member staff, he says, can I join this credit union? And he says, why would you want to join us? And he says, I've gone to my bank so many times and never been addressed by my first name. Can I join here? Because I want to be walk in somewhere and be engaged straight away.
Isn't that
a lovely story, you know? Yeah. And actually did join.
It's a well-known fact that every time you mention someone's name, their attention level goes up. So it's incredible how simple it is, but it means so much to people. Aisling, can I come to you? I mean, at the end of the day, in Ballygall Credit Union, presumably you face the same issues. You mightn't have the same resources. I appreciate every credit union are a bit different in size and what they can do and so on. Yeah. Do you want to tell us a bit about what you do in the community?
Yeah, well, Ballygall is over 50 years in operation, and we have three branches now. We have taken over Ballymun Credit Union in 2016 and Fitzgibbon Street in 2018. So we've extended our common bond quite a lot, and we've also moved into an area that are not familiar with. Like we're down now in, you know, around inner city where, you know, there's lots of challenges that we don't necessarily have in Ballygall where it all started. So we would do a lot of the regular sponsorship of the football team or the Gaelic team, you know, sponsoring a team there. We've also done some other things which are a little bit different, like down in Sean McDermott Street, we sponsored the Taekwondo club down there. And I went down and visited, and, you know, it was just fantastic to see all these little children who were, you know, coming from an underprivileged area, and the enthusiasm that they had for it was really uplifting. They couldn't have been more grateful for the sponsorship. And the master who runs it, he said, it's open all the time. The fee is a certain amount, but if they don't have the fee, they can come in anyway, because, you know, it's sort of a resource that's needed around there. So that's something
keeps
unusual
them off the
that
street.
We did. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And we also sponsored a local choir, the Rising Voices Choir. So that's it's for people who are affected with memory loss and their carers, and
music is so important
there. So yeah, we'd be very proud of those things and all the other things that we do as well. You know what I mean? Yeah,
fantastic. So. It's great to see that. I mean, I know people might say, "What banks do?" Now, banks do sponsor things, but I think the intimacy and connection there is with a credit union is often a very different thing.
Yeah.
Sandra, from Greenhill's point of view, I know you have already outlined to me a couple of things. You want to tell people what exactly do you do in Greenhill's? It's a bit different than maybe others.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. In Greenhill's Credit Union, I suppose, we recognise all the hard work basically that our volunteers and board directors have done over the year to keep us in business, and without them giving up so much of their free time and dedication and commitment to the credit unions, we would not be here today. So a massive thank you to every volunteer around the country. And that's what make credit unions unique, that it's for the people, run by the people, given their own free time. Obviously, things have changed now in that we do have paid employees within the office, but without them directors setting up the credit unions, meeting in the back of houses and in sheds over the years, we would not be in the fabulous buildings that we're in today. So a massive thank you to them. With that said, we in Greenhill's Credit Union recognise that the children are the future of the credit union, and they will be our future borrowers. So we would have a massive interest in our skills and promoting the credit union through our skills. So we would have a mascot in Greenhill's called GLOSS. So GLOSS would stand for GLOSS Loves All Savers. So each time a junior member would make a savings with Greenhill's Credit Union, we would give them a sticker. When their sticker sheet is full, they would take that to the credit union, get to meet our mascot GLOSS, and collect one of our reward prizes. So this is to pass on the gift of savings and educate our young people about the importance of saving for their goals in the future, and that will stand to them. Hopefully starting at a young age, engaging with the credit union will mean that they're aware of all the services, you know, at a later age. To keep that connection, when the member's 18, we will send out all our members an 18th birthday card, wishing them all a happy birthday, telling them to come into the office, that we have a small check here for them, get them to lodge it into the credit union, update their photo ID, their proof of address, give them a PIN number, tell them all about their online services. Tell them about, like, we offer a bursary with our skills as well. So at that, you know, that kind of age group that they might be thinking of going to college. So we give them kind of like the information about our bursary. We are also in the two secondary skills, we would also have a skill credit union, which we allow the students of the skills to run the credit unions themselves. So to be on that committee, the students would have to get their CV together, go for an interview, apply for the position. Again, it's the first time that many of them have put together a CV, have done an interview. We would also give them feedback on their interview, kind of, you know, how to improve, where they went right, and so it's all positive, like, for the students. We would then get the two committees into the credit union, do AML training, do data protection training with them. So again, it's just to give them that sense of, you know, ownership of, they're actually in charge of their committee running within the skills. So we've brilliant engagement with the skills. It's working really, really well. And we've got great feedback. We sponsor local trophies for the end shooting at the end of the year, and we've given, like, many prizes.
That's great. And GLOSS, I presume, is the Irish for green, is it? So
GLOSS,
Greenhill.
Very good. GLOSS is the Irish for green, but obviously we can't market loans to junior members, so that's why you stand for GLOSS Loves All Savers. But for our, you know, anyone over 18, I won't call them senior members, but anyone over the 18 bracket, it stands for Great Loans and Services, which is everything that Greenhill stands for.
That's great. And we live in a green economy now, so very
absolutely. And we do have a greens policy in Greenhill as well, so we think before we print on every time.
David, anything else that you can think of in terms of the community? I know there's so many things credit unions do. Is there anything else that jumps to mind?
Well, at the national level, of course, we're involved with the National Art Campaign, but it's really at the local community level where we feel that we actually do most. And a couple of examples of that would be we're a sponsor of the Liberties Festival, which now went to, I think it's 40th year this year. But one of the main features of Liberties Festival is actually the Blue Rinse Ball. Blue Rinse Ball is an annual event held by, as part of Liberties Festival, and we're the main sponsors of that. And the attendance is normally over 150 of the local characters, personalities of a certain age.
And would this be like Love Island for older people?
Well, the last couple of occasions, it's probably been 90% of them being women. So
really?
It's a bit heavily skewed. I think the women in the Liberties are outliving the men
quite a bit. Sure.
But that's one of the main sponsorship events that we do. We also then would sponsor the local Camogie and Hurling Club, and we feel that's very appropriate because they're the only GAA club in the country that haven't got their own playing facilities or own change of facilities.
Oh, okay.
So the sponsorship of the North Credit Union is vital to their support. We're heavily involved with the North Boxing Club, and they're one of the oldest boxing clubs in the country. And they love me saying this, but they're also one of the most successful. And they cater for from boys and girls from seven all the way through to heavyweight versions. So all the older people.
Great.
So it's a great community involvement. But more so, the credit union and the North Credit Union is all about giving back to the local community. Well, we have the schools programs, we have the savings schemes. It's really that check of 200 euros or 300 euros for the day trip, for the schools, breakfast programs, which we support, for the local clubs, for the local residents associations. And recently there, our residents in Maryland, they're now renovating the grotto in Maryland, because it's coming up to the centenary anniversary of that. And the first place they actually approached for sponsorship for that was the North Credit Union, because of our relationship with that. And we're delighted to have our name associated with all those good community improvement options and events that are happening on an ongoing basis in the credit union.
So because you're not for profit, if I'm contributing to the local credit union, I'm really helping my own kids, my neighbour's kids. Apart from all the other great things you do,
it's money being recirculated back to the community, and that's into the local residents association, that's into the local clubs. We even had an opportunity in the last year to extend our relationship with the likes of the Dublin Food Co-op, who had a problem. They were moving out of, they were being forced to move from their location in Newmarket, and you know, as a cooperative, they chose to come to the North Credit Union as another cooperative, to help them get a loan in which they could get new premises. And they've now got fantastic new premises in Kilmainham, opposite the jail. And as a result of that, that co-op is actually now even experiencing better retail sales and better results. And the footfall into their shop is a lot higher than it was in the other location. So it's all the time just re-energizing, it's regenerating, re-importing the money back into the local community. Yeah. That's what it's really all about.
Right. Actually, anything else that sort of spurs you? I know there's so many different things and people have different resources. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Not every credit union are lucky enough to have the number of staff. Some credit unions have.
Yeah.
So you have to make the most of your resources, but you're still contributing in a big way.
Yeah, I suppose with the recent pandemic, the one that's still going on, you know, a lot of people in our area, you know, may have been, you know, taxi drivers or people who were suddenly out of employment. So, I mean, we would have been very sensitive to that and, you know, anybody getting in touch, the payment breaks would have been given to them sort of automatically, and we would have been very sensitive about that. We also sort of emailed any members that we had with a sort of a friendly, we're here and you know you can trust us sort of an email, which was, you know, very well received, but it was very honest. And it wasn't a sales email, it was a mail to say we're here, come and talk to us if you need a loan, if you've got a problem with your account, come in and talk to us. We were also outside the door of the premises. We brought a desk and staff out, and we that you know the weather was kind to us.
So a lovely idea, yeah.
Yeah, so we were outside the door, outside, inside, and on the phone. That's what we were.
So
saying
if anybody,
so.
As we've often been talking about recently, about how you get number one on the customer service list, for 5 years in a row.
Yes,
pretty obvious. There's a lot of services you're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
I suppose before we finish today, I know you're all involved in a fantastic campaign, which I think is super at the moment, is the Stay Local, Borrow Local and Spend Local. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've all actively got involved in that. And it's a super concept. But I suppose for those listening into this who don't know about it, maybe we could divide it up between the three of you. David, in terms of Stay Local, what exactly does that mean?
It's a very strong message to deliver. You know, you're driving the motorway and the signs are saying Stay Local. So we wanted to encourage our members to you know, stay safe, stay local and stay in the same area. We did open all during the COVID-19 crisis. We had the office was open the whole time, but we imposed all the maximum physical distance and safety measures which we could do. One of the things that we actually did as well was that we actually called our members. We drew up a list of people who are cocooning or vulnerable members. And staff members were given a list of people just simply to ring them up, ask them, how are they doing? Okay. And just a simple little thing of how are you doing? And to spend 10, 15 minutes just talking away. because those people were lonely and they felt the pressure of being locked away in their homes. So when we say stay local, we encourage people to come to our office. So for an organisation that was suddenly telling people to kind of maintain physical distancing, it was very important that we be seen, as Ashlyn said, to be still reaching out to people, to be able to be have a visible presence there. And there's no better way for us to do it than to actually ring people up and remind them that we're here.
Super.
And as a result of that, we were getting comments from children and grandchildren as far away as Florida and Australia.
Isn't that great?
Actually thanking us for the fact that we took...
They would have heard about it.
They heard about it through their parents or their grandparents. And we took the time just to simply ring somebody up and say, how are you doing? We weren't selling. We weren't doing... It was simply, how
keep
are
in touch.
You? And how
isn't
are you
lovely?
Keeping?
Fantastic.
So the message of stay local is very strong. It's still there. And without local communities, the wider society is impacted and things could easily fall apart. In fact, the what's happened during COVID-19 has been remarkable is that people are now more focused on their neighbours. They're more focused on their community. And they know then in turn that the credit union, whether it's Green Hills or whether it's Ballygall or the North Credit Union or Credit Union Donegal, they see that as the pillar of the community, as the a place of sanctity or place they can go to or
security,
just visit, place
trust.
Security trust.
Trust, yeah.
And that's been a great, one of the big upsides of COVID-19. And we're looking forward actually to the post-COVID world. We think we have a great product. We think we have a great service to sell to our members. But more importantly, we want to maintain that relationship and that ongoing trust with those communities that we're involved in.
Would you think of going into government?
That's next.
I think I'd vote for you. I'd vote for you.
They're looking for someone at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, David. Ashlyn, for you, borrow local. I mean, I know it probably sounds terribly obvious, but why you focus on that?
Well, borrow local, you know, any surpluses that are made locally, they either go back into the community or they're used to enhance the services that are provided. You know, generally credit unions are employing local people. So by you borrowing local, you're giving employment to maybe your neighbour or your neighbour's son or daughter or whatever. You're building the community around us and we're all looking after each other. The idea of trust and about talking to somebody who you know rather than going to the moneylenders who are charging, you know, outrageous rates of interest at the moment, where you come in and talk to us, what you see is what you get. And, you know, you're helping your neighbour, you're helping everybody by borrowing local. So we really would promote it. It's fantastic.
Ashlyn, thanks for that. I can see what you mean. I mean, you're looking for people to support you. Your credit union supports you. And today we need them to support us too. That's what you're really saying.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I think we've outlined there's a lot of benefits that maybe people weren't aware of. Yes. Finally, I suppose, spend local. So I suppose, Sandra, you know, in your area, obviously we want everybody to spend the local. David's outlined it. But spend local to you means what?
I suppose something over the last few months that Stephanie taught me is to bring things back to basics. And I think it's been a check for everybody, you know, kind of nationwide, worldwide, just to get back to the simple things. So it's like stay local, spend local, borrow local. It's so important for the community that within our area that we just kind of invest and reinvest back into our community. The more we do that, the stronger we are together. And it's just the simple message, but it couldn't be any clearer. It's so important just to invest back. We've always done it in Green Hills Credit Union. Any prize givens or promotions that we have been doing, we've always tried to stay local and shop local. For all our prizes and giveaway, we repeat the business year on year. With that, then we get a better build up that relationship with suppliers around us. We get good discounts, it's always good to kind of work on these things.
Sure.
We promote them online, and again, we promote them once we get the prizes off them. We promote them on our Facebook page. So again, we any giveaways, we would just encourage people to kind of like look at what's in their area before they go elsewhere, because all around us there's so much richness and vitality that you don't have to look far to find it. So keep your eyes open just around you.
I think it's a great concept. I mean, I know one of the things you've said to me already is that for every 10 euros spent, it generates 40 euros in the community, which is fantastic when you think about it. So if everybody thought about, my contribution won't mean a lot, but if we got everybody doing that, the difference would make to the community.
Absolutely.
So look, thank you all for being here today, and it's very interesting. I certainly learned a lot myself today. The concept is we want you to stay local, to borrow local and spend local. So thanks for listening. Until the next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.